For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Last week on the show, Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphous told us about Dr. Abhijit Bhattacharya. He's inaugural dean of the College of Engineering and Computer Science at A-State. Bhattacharya will start his position July 1st. He spent the last 18 years at the University of Arkansas Little Rock. For the past 2.5 years, Bhattacharya has served as the interim vice provost for research and dean of the graduate school at the University of Arkansas Little Rock. Bhattacharya also managed the Office of Research and Sponsored Programs, the Office of Research Compliance, the Tech Launch Office, and the Machine and Electronics Shop at UALR. The Center for Integrative Nanotechnology Services and the Emerging Analytics Center also came under his purview. I interviewed Bhattacharya shortly after he was introduced as the dean of the newly formed college. He tells a little bit about himself.
I've been in the state for, about 18 years now, and, I'm very familiar with Arkansas State. It's a wonderful institution, and, there are times in your life when you look for new challenges and opportunities and chase your dreams, and you don't quite know when you're starting to do that, that it's 2 hours away from where you live. But this is a wonderful opportunity, very unique, and especially because a new college is being put together. It has already been set up, and I look forward to working with my colleagues to, as I said, develop a new identity for the college, I've said before, and working with them to make sure that students in the Upper Delta region, those who aspire to be engineers, have all the resources they need to transition into the workplace.
You were down in Little Rock, at UALR, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, I was. I was at UAL Little Rock. I spent a wonderful 18 years at UAL Little Rock and working with my colleagues on a variety of different projects and different roles. And I am really thankful of my time there in Little Rock.
Right. And so tell us about what this part of the state brings by way, as you say, it is unique. There's some, different challenges probably in this part of the state than in Little Rock. Kind of tell us about your thoughts on that and how this new college will be able to help kind of address some of those challenges.
So Arkansas is a small state, but even within our state, different regions bring different strengths to the state, if you will. The region in Jonesboro, in and around Jonesboro, especially the Upper Delta region, is home to a lot of manufacturing activity as well as a lot of activity in the IT area as well, in data science, computer science education. So in that sense, if you look at the overall mix, of the industrial activity, if you will, it's pretty unique as opposed to other areas of the state, especially in manufacturing. And that's where, I look forward to the new college being partners with companies out there to move the needle forward in terms of workforce development, in terms of new technologies, in terms of applied research, and I look forward to working with people in the community.
Fantastic. And, I know one thing that Dr. Damphous had said, Dr. Kelly Damphous is a chancellor at Arkansas State University. He said that, currently the engineering department, they graduate about 60 or 70 a year, but we could very easily double that and not meet the need that's out there. Kind of tell me about that in that regard. That's a pretty staggering number.
It is a pretty staggering number, and when I visited the campus for my interview, I had the privilege to talk to some of the industry leaders in and around this region, and there's a huge need for engineers. There's a big need for computer scientists. And certainly we could double the enrollment. We could double the number of engineers and computer scientists who graduate every year. And there will still be a need for more. So the thing to do is to partner with members in the community and to see how we could meet the need and what time frame we could do that so that industry has the skills they are looking for, the engineers and the computer scientists that will help them grow and sustain their work.
This is probably music to many people's ears in Jonesboro who have said that we've needed something like this, even though I know we have it, but more of this to be able to help with bringing in more jobs, economic development, growth in those areas?
Absolutely, no question about that. And, you know, timing, if you look at the timing, you know, nationally, regionally, within the state, manufacturing is on a rebound. And we have got to catch that wave as an institution, as a college. And that's why I'm very excited and, you know, coming on board and riding that wave with our community members and partners to, again, you know, deliver on the needs that clearly exist. There's a, you know, hunger, if you will, for many more engineers to graduate from this fine institution. And we'll look at ways to see how we can make that happen.
Tell us about yourself.
You know, I have been in academia for, you know, most of my professional life, except for the first couple of years when I worked in the industry. I worked in an oil and gas industry. So I will tell you that most of my time revolves around my family. My wife and two daughters certainly work. I do take some time off from work, and I do have, you know, there's certain hobbies that I'm interested in. Certainly, you know, I cannot tell you that I'm climbing mountains and running 100-mile marathons, but recent, you know, I love to travel when we have the time to do so. The other thing that I've done very recently, and this came out of a professional meeting, I have gone back and picked up my hobby, which I'd left years ago as a kid. I've gone back to stamp collections. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I have done, myself and two friends of mine back from our undergraduate days in engineering, we have decided to do something different every year. Okay, so this year, about a month ago, we went up to Minnesota for an ice fishing trip. I've never done that before, okay? And it was a lot of fun. I could go on and on. But we are planning a trip next year in January. Stay tuned.
I think it's important for people to know that that as you start this this new college and that, obviously you're going to be working with a lot of great faculty in that. I know you've had a chance to probably talk with them. You made reference to the students here. And kind of tell us about that meeting you had initially with students.
That was a wonderful meeting I had with the students. Students are at the heart of what we do, right? I mean, students are the reason why we are here. So I met with about 4 to 5 students. And the way it usually works is, you know, it takes a little while for the ice to break. But once that happens, the conversation starts flowing. And they came up with very thoughtful suggestions and ideas as to what we could do as a college, what I could do as a new dean coming on board to support the student learning experience and their experience on campus in the college in general. I will tell you that whenever I visit a university campus, I make it a point to visit the student center because I consider that the nerve center of the university. So it all goes back to, you know, what we can do to support the students. They had excellent suggestions on the labs, you know, in terms of what we could do more. Already the college is doing a lot of work to make sure that we stay current in the different disciplines, but there's more that we could do. There's always more we could do. Student computer labs and the student experience in general.
Right.
So it was a great conversation.
So as you start this new college, what are some of the things you're going to be doing? Because you'll be coming on July 1, but I know you actually will be kind of, you know, going. So how do you get that process going by way of starting this new college?
So, you know, there are a lot of moving parts to it. Although, I officially start July 1, the onboarding, in a sense, has already started. You know, I've started talking to colleagues and, you know, within the college and around the campus. As soon as I come on board, I will reach out to the colleagues within my college as well as the students. Now, I do understand it's in the middle of summer, but, you know, I will get the ducks in a row, if you will, to start that communication. I do expect one of the first things I do when the students come back, the semester starts, is to meet with my colleagues in an assembly meeting, if you will. That's pretty typical in a college. I don't know how it is done here. But I would expect us to have, you know, at least a couple of meetings a year as a college, a community, as well as meet with the students. Now, I've got to figure out how best to make that happen, to meet with them collectively and maybe on, you know, one-on-one to the extent that I can. Those are some of the first things I'm going to do.
Fantastic. Overall goals, what would you like to see in the next, you know, couple of years?
Very strong connections with the community, the industry, the school districts, and a laser-sharp focus on student success, on retention efforts, and the student learning experience in general. I will have to say that please stay tuned for more specifics. Once I have completed the first semester, I think I can get back to you with more specific details. But I will tell you at the end of the first 2 years, the community will see and hear a lot about the new engineering college and what the college is doing, for the community. The college is here for the community, and we need to make sure that we are doing what the community wants us to do.
Dr. Abhijit Bhattacharya is inaugural dean of the College of Engineering and Computer Science at Arkansas State University. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.